those two girls catch up.
Tef. Sounds good.
Sue.
Don't you think when people do that at any kind of function, that's such a weird power play?
I feel the people who do that are men who wear shark tooth necklaces.
You know,
that'll make
I
sense.
I feel like we've already spoken about this exact thing
on another
podcast.
What word is there? Maybe, but
Sue, when we're doing that, we started another
but
podcast.
What word is there where it actually is like Sue? Unless
tsunami.
You mean like Costa Sue.
No, but like what you see, what you're trying to do is see if it pops, if the mic pops when you do it,
but
like
what
Sue,
that?
Sue, like that, really high.
Oh wow!
What happens if the mic pops?
Was that a sarcastic wow?
Oh,
no, no. We're just getting DMs about the whole shark tooth necklace thing. We speak about it in today's show. David Attenborough gifted a megalodon tooth to Prince George. Someone here's
Not
messaged
boy
us. Hi, that girls. I recently purchased my first megalodon shark tooth, and the feeling of holding something so old is next level. Personally, I wouldn't use it as a necklace as it's way too big. I don't think a kid of George's age would understand the true value of it. There you go.
No, I mean, it's ridiculous. It should be a faux megalodon tooth that you give to a six-year-old. I mean, let's be honest, though. That tooth is going to be whisked out of George's hands and given to a museum.
Of course.
Like
surely.
It will be. This is the
How
tooth gifted from Sir David Attenborough to Prince George before his seventh birthday.
George, you can visit it once a year.
Yeah.
How much do you reckon? I've asked this.
That's not going to be in like the craft box with the random Crayolas and wonky felt pens. And
I've asked this the person who messaged us to give us a ballpark figure of how much it cost. I'm interested. How much would you pay for a megalodon tooth?
I know you guys are really against shark tooth necklaces.
Do you have one, Jase?
But no, I don't. But
Zac Efron does.
Were you against them when they were cool?
They were never cool.
They were cool.
No, they were not.
Yes, they were.
They've never been cool. It's
in
a very particular
90s,
type of person who has them.
Early to mid-90s, they were cool.
But sorry, Jase, close your ears. Remember how Jase is from North Queensland?
They were big in North Queensland.
That's why he's got rose-coloured glasses view of shark teeth, because in the Great Barrier Reef precinct, quite popular. Quite popular.
I know they're quite popular.
Yeah. Doesn't your husband live in North Queensland?
That's where I keep him, yes.
You had one, didn't you? It's okay. This is the same place.
He has got a mango necklace. That's different.
It says the big mango underneath it.
It's a replica of the big mango.
I really like that your husband's trying to recreate the big mango. He's just getting a bunch of small.
That's why I married him for his mangoes. That's right.
All right, here's the show. Listen to the shark tooth necklace.
Oh, and when we come back, we'll play another round of 90s.
Okay, let's do
that. So 90s.
Okay.
Those two girls.
Morning.
Good morning. Another week, another dollar.
Absolutely,
Sarah.
Absolutely, Lise. Thank you for reminding me. Hey, morning to Melbourne. Obviously, curfew is lifted. You can be out and about.
Yeah, from now, right? Well, some from 11:59 last night and some right this minute, 5 a.m. on the dot.
Yeah.
Glad we could be here.
For you, yes. Hey, speaking of people absolutely busting to get out, let's talk influencers in LA.
Mm,
they're tired of being locked up over there. And they've realised that there's a business opportunity, and there are people who are renting out studio spaces that are decked out like private planes, so the influencers can pay to rent the space, rent the plane, and do all their mock travel holiday Insta shots on there. I kid you
it's
not.
Revolting. Yeah. But doesn't everyone, the entire world is unable to travel. Unable, my God. Started again.
Another week, another dollar.
The entire world is unable to travel internationally. So who's going to believe anyone taking photos in a private jet?
Well,
do you know what I mean?
I do know
Does
what
anyone
you mean.
Really believe the whole influencer world, though?
Jase, that's very
come
deep.
Come on.
I mean,
you know what is it? Jase watched The Social Dilemma on the weekend.
He's now on his high horse.
He's flipped.
Now he's deleted all his apps. We can't even reach him anymore.
The only one he's kept is Messenger because he has to talk to us.
No, you guys have no idea. What is happening?
Oh, here we go.
The Social Network. You need to go watch it.
The Social Network or The Social Dilemma?
I just have to let you guys know, I feel so free. I feel so free. Nothing is manipulating me. Nothing is telling me what to think.
No influences on fake
you just
jet planes
yesterday.
That's it. These influences.
Is this on Netflix?
These people who watch one documentary and then their life changes. Honestly.
Jace, you've been manipulated into watching it by your social media apps.
You've received a dopamine hit from watching The Social Dilemma.
The freedom feels real, though. I don't care.
Regular William Wallace over there.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Just having a sip of coffee. That was my first sip of coffee in 60 hours.
All right, we'll wait.
No, it's fine. I'll tell you why.
Why have you not had coffee in 60 hours? How is that humanly possible?
Because I saw a deal for teeth whitening.
Oh, good segue. Oh, I like it. I do like it.
Thank you. That's why I'm a professional.
Is this an influencer thing? You're not allowed to do this.
No. I saw a deal for teeth whitening on Thursday afternoon. I booked myself in to have it on Friday afternoon. Now, I have not had my teeth whitened since I was about 28 because I had a terrible experience in the chair where I basically had so much pain during the bleaching process that I punched the machine away from me to get it away. So I've been put off having any kind of professional teeth bleaching since then. Now, my teeth weren't a bad colour, but I just felt they were starting to belie how much coffee I drink of a morning. And
I mean,
you know,
it's
what,
also
gonna,
an age thing. I'm just going to throw
it. You know what, Liz? I was trying to go with breakfast radio and coffee.
I know it's coffee, but it's also an age
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, it is. And you want to appear younger? White teeth.
Yeah, it helps.
It helps. Everything helps in this day and age. So I went in and I said to the dentist, I said, look, I've had a bad experience before. I think I'll do my best, but we'll see how we go. And he was like, okay, all right. It's 4 15-minute rounds. Okay. If you can get to three, that's great. Most people get to between two or three and then we'll reassess. And so I was right.
Did you try and be a hero or something?
Well, no, because I sat in the chair and I felt nothing. So the hydrogen peroxide gel was on, the UV light, what have you. I can see you're licking your teeth right now,
Well,
Lee.
Because for people who've never had their teeth whitened, what you need to know is that when they put the machine on, that you get this weird zinging sensation. You can get, it's almost like an electric shock,
like
where you
shocks.
Feel it into the depths of your
so
tooth
So I had
nerve.
None of that. The first 15 minutes went, nothing.
Okay.
Second, nothing. Third, nothing. I think I can go to four here.
Three rounds
I've
you
grown
did.
Up, I've matured. The dentist came in at the third round and said, any sensitivity? I said, no, this is great. And he said, look, I think if we go to four, you will get sensitivity afterwards. So I'm happy with the colour. Let's call it there. And I was like, oh, I've got this. I don't know what 28-year-old Sarah was doing, but 39-year-old Sarah
She's
has
tough.
Aced this. She's tuffed. I've walked out smiling like warning. Ah,
I mean,
look at these teeth.
Jace and I are both wearing sunglasses right now.
Anyway. Then it all fell apart the moment my head hit the pillow that night. That's when the sensitivity kicked in and my teeth decided to scream at me for the next 24 hours. I took Panadol. I took Nurofen. I waited till the Nurofen wore off to take Voltaren. I was putting the sensitivity gel that he'd given me on my teeth. Sensodyne, nothing. I was trying to sleep like this so my teeth wouldn't touch it, wrap my lips around my teeth.
So what about air?
Air,
so the minute
I couldn't laugh, I couldn't smile because of the pain. And it lasted for a solid 36 hours. I was nearly ready to like find a pair of Will's pliers and rip my teeth out. It was so bad. But now everything's good. Happy.
So glad you didn't mention the brand there.
No, paid for it. No, you only mentioned free stuff.
Well, if it makes you happy. Oh, you didn't hear
go,
my segue.
This is the song.
Go,
if it makes
place
you
your
happy.
Hands on what?
This what? Is it's Sheryl Crow. Is it Sheryl
is it?
Crow?
No,
it doesn't work
song.
Now that we talked about it so
no,
much.
No, it really doesn't. If you want to learn about segues, come to me, Jace.
If it makes you happy. There, I did it.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Sarah, I know you love the Royals, and I actually am bringing a royal story to the table. It's not usually my flavour.
Wonders we'll never see.
Exactly. But over the weekend, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, who are they again? What's
William
his name?
And Catherine.
There you go. William and Kate. Okay, met up with Sir David Attenborough. Okay, now he's become a big Instagram star over the course of 48 hours, whatever. But he is releasing his new feature film, which is all about Mother Nature and how we're ruining it. So they met.
Sounds uplifting.
They met for an outdoor viewing of the movie, which is very touching. Now, it's what happened next, though, that's caught my attention. David Attenborough presented the little boy, George. Not boy George, sorry. That doesn't sound good. He presented the little child, Prince George,
yes,
with a present,
yes,
a gift, as they met up. Do you want to know what the present is?
George is about 6 or 7 now, I think, yeah?
Something. Oh, he looks young. Oh, yeah, no, he looks about 6 or 7, yep. Okay, so the present is a 23-million-year-old shark tooth. A megalodon tooth, to be precise.
Ooh.
A megalodon tooth, a 15-metre-long shark tooth. The tooth is 15 metres long.
Wow.
The shark was 15 metres long. He was a megalodon. David Attenborough found the tooth in the 60s while he was on holidays. Gives the tooth to the child. It's an inappropriate present.
This is what old people do before they drop off the perch. They just start giving out any random thing that's been in their possession.
And you can see Prince
Prince George, is he happy about the shark tooth?
Yes, it's a megalodon tooth. Any child would be happy, but two things come to mind,
yeah.
Sarah.
Yeah.
Is it an appropriate gift for a child?
It's
worth a motzah, and it's also a tooth. Also, I have a fundamental issue with anyone owning shark teeth.
Any shark tooth that's not actually on a shark is an issue.
I mean,
what if he makes it into a shark tooth necklace?
No, dear God, no. Any man that wears any human that wears a shark tooth necklace is wrong. So the question
that
I want to ask.
That is actually a huge warning sign, like unless you're Mick Dundee.
Even then, it was wrong.
I mean,
doesn't he have them in his hat though?
They're croc teeth, but right. I'm pretty sure he wears a shark tooth.
Okay,
necklace.
So I know we're going all over the place here, but 13, 10, 60.
You're
I want to know.
That,
I want to know what is an inappropriate present for a child.
I think we stop there.
No,
I
would like people to weigh in on shark teeth necklaces.
Weigh in on shark teeth necklaces because Sarah and I feel strongly
I mean, if you were swiping on, if you're on Tinder, right?
Oh my
and
God.
Someone's got a profile picture with a shark tooth.
Swipe
left, 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 run away.
Actually, burn the eyes in your head. Like,
I'm sorry you had
you
to see that.
You can never unsee someone wearing a shark tooth necklace.
Never.
Ever.
No. It's a hard no. Weigh in, 13, 10, 60. Inappropriate gifts for kids, like a megalodon shark tooth.
Inappropriate.
Inappropriate body jewellery, like a shark necklace. Jack on the Gold Coast, morning. What do you want to weigh in on? Inappropriate gifts for kids or shark tooth necklaces?
Shark tooth necklaces.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one. I just can't believe a megalodon tooth. That's the best present ever.
Okay. Jack, you sound like you may have been the proud owner of a shark tooth necklace. Is this true?
Yeah, back when I was 12, Mum gave me one. I was the coolest kid in school.
But at some point, Jack, you realised you couldn't go through adult life with a shark tooth necklace.
Well, I realised when it was too short for me, though.
So what was the response from people when you wore it? How old were you when you stopped wearing it, rather? That's what I want to know.
Jeez. I wore it through childhood, so maybe 18.
Ooh. Wow, is that when the ladies started to get turned off?
Well, I don't know, maybe.
I reckon your pickup rates would have been higher when you took that necklace off, Jack. Let's go to Andrew in Newcastle. Andrew, are you weighing in about shark tooth necklaces or inappropriate gifts for kids?
I don't really have a comment on either of those.
Good. Just, I mean, this is what we say. Call any time. Weigh in.
I mean, you know, unless you're Kurt Russell out of Point Break, maybe.
Excellent reference, Andrew. We appreciate that.
Mick Dundee's name is actually Crocodile Dundee, not Shark Dundee.
Yeah.
Just to point that out, you know.
Is that
but
what you call it?
The crocodile teeth.
Oh, so he never had a shark tooth.
Yeah, didn't he wear one around his neck, though? He had the croc teeth in his hat, which is what we said, but didn't he wear a shark tooth necklace?
I don't know. I'm not sure to tell you the truth. I thought we were just talking about his hat.
Andrew, this is why you've called in, to debate the costuming on Crocodile Dundee?
my second and third speakers will also be rebutting everything as well.
Put a star next to Andrew's name. Call anytime, mate.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Sarah, I'm conflicted. Mm-hmm. Something happened yesterday, and now I don't know right from wrong, up from down. I don't know what I'm doing with my life. I'll tell you what's going on.
Did that chin hair come back?
It actually did, but I got it. I got it early. I'm talking about something completely different. Dane and the boys, Remy and Max, 11 and 6, they're prepping for the big camping trip, okay? They're meant to head off tomorrow for 2 nights. They're going to the motorbike track, dirt bike riding. Oh. And you know that I've made my stance very clear with them. After many failed camping trips, I have stood my ground and said, no more. Big Mama is not taking part in this. This is for the three of you boys to enjoy. I do not need to be there.
Yes.
Yesterday was prep day. Okay. So Dane has bought 3 swags. Big one for him, 2 single man swags for the boys. Now, I'd never seen a swag, to be honest. I didn't really know what it was.
Oh, they're tiny.
Well, these ones are pretty good. So yesterday they rolled out the swags. They set them up to practice. They vacuumed them out. Dane put them to task. And
this
I thought,
some full waltzing Matilda gear.
I thought, I'm going to go down for support just to show my involvement. And, well, take a listen to what happened. This is the first bit. Take a listen to this. I don't know.
Did you just check it out?
Yeah, Mum, you can't sit in there.
I can sit in here.
Yeah, but...
It's nice and cool.
But you're always... You never...
Stop it.
You didn't help Dad.
Doesn't matter. She bought me a coffee.
Huh?
She did.
What did she call?
Just because this swag is called Big Daddy Deluxe, that doesn't mean I'm not allowed in here.
Yeah.
It's actually very comfortable. I might reconsider.
So that's me... I sat in the swags there and I thought, this is better than what I've had to endure.
I mean, you've been adamant about not wanting to participate and now you're weaseling your way in.
Well, Remy had none of it, as you heard. He was like, you didn't want any part of this. You don't even get to sit in the Daddy Deluxe.
I mean, props to Dane for defending you, because the last time you did go camping at the motorbike track, you didn't speak to him for 12 hours afterwards.
But now I feel, so I've gone down, I've sat in the swag. It's actually pretty good. It's actually pretty good, and I feel like I'm trying to re-involve myself because now I'm concerned for their safety. I had a few questions for them.
So what happens if they need to go to the toilet?
What, we get out like...
Rem, you're going to boil in there.
No, I'm not. It's cool.
Hey, looks good, mate.
Can a predator get in there?
No.
What if they leave it unzipped and a snake gets in?
What, Mum? If a snake comes in here, I'll eat it.
Why do I do this to myself? They don't want me there. You can hear it, right?
No.
I have all these concerns.
Dane just said very calmly, well, we'll kill the snake. I mean, more fool any snake that comes into that tent.
Because
I'll
he will
that.
Kill it.
Yeah.
He absolutely will. I just feel like they don't, that they want me to come, but then when I involve myself and show concern, they want me out.
Of course, because you're the party pooper. You're raining on their BMX parade. Just
It's not BMXing. It's motorbikes, Sarah.
Sorry,
that's
same
not a
diff.
You've got to let
not at all.
Guys
One's got a motor.
Do guy things.
Yeah, I mean, why are you trying to encroach on their territory now when you hate everything about camping, swag or not? You will whinge no end. Remember when Dane blew up the air mattress for you thinking that was lovely and it ended up deflating and filling ice cold air?
He blew it up too much and it was rock hard, and he admits to this day that he blew it up too much.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Just let them be. Just, you know, John Lennon it. Let it be.
I'm going to use that, actually. Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Okay.
John Lennon it.
You're Yoko. Get out.
Those two girls.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, but I want.
As
you're terrible, Muriel.
So 90s.
Yeah, we'll tell you what we want, what we really, really want, and that's to play the board game that I bought from a store. That's it.
That's it. It's 90s inspired. That's So 90s is its name, and we're going to play it now.
People say to us, wow, ladies, you must really have to think about what you put to air.
You are innovators.
Nah. Nah, we don't.
I actually went to Dimmicks yesterday and I saw a whole bunch of games. I thought about buying some. I thought, let's run this one out before we jump into a new one. So I'm going to ask you three or four questions.
Worst case scenario, we're on Pictionary drawing. Guys, this is a radio game. It'll work. It'll work.
Your name is your buzzer and today we're doing movies.
Okay.
So first question. According to Forrest Gump's mother, what was life like?
Sarah's
in.
A box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
I only needed the first half, but thank
you. We've been deep diving into old Tom Hanks movies at home. The kids watched Big.
Did they like Castaway?
Haven't done Castaway yet, but they're into Splash with Daryl Hannah, the mermaid.
He still is very, very good. Even the latest one that he did about the child's show.
The nice guy.
Anyway, moving on. That'll be a question for next week. In the movie Braveheart, what was the final word uttered by William Wallace?
Oh, God. I went to this movie with my dad and I was traumatised. I was still sobbing in the car park. He had to ask me if I was okay. Oh, what did he say?
He looks at the little guy
and the cloth falls and it's his first wife's hanky. Oh, what is it?
I don't know.
I think you're thinking of the wrong scene. It's when he yells freedom before he gets... drawn and quartered.
Yes.
Does he yell freedom?
He yells freedom, and then they start.
Does he? I thought that was what he yelled when they were going into the battle.
No, he does.
They'll take our lives, but they'll never take. Oh, and then he yells it again.
Yeah.
That should have been an easy get. I should have just said it.
In Home Alone 2, what gift does Kevin receive from the toy store owner?
Oh,
nobody watched Home Alone 2.
I didn't think they did.
Is that the Christmas one?
They're all Christmas ones. What was
that? The New York one?
It was a pair of turtle doves.
Lame.
What is the name of the fictional town in which the Truman Show is set?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, this is a terrible That's So 90s game. Not Pleasantville. That was that other movie that Reese Witherspoon, wasn't it?
It was Sea something. Sea.
Sea.
Sea town.
Breeze.
Sea city.
Sea do.
Seaside.
Seesaw.
Sea haven. Okay, last question, please.
Wow.
In What About Bob, what was the name of the site?
What's that movie?
That's What About Bob has, who's the actor in it?
I don't know. Doesn't have all the info here. In What About Bob, what was the name of the psychiatrist Dr. Leo Marvin's book?
I've seen this movie. It's very funny, actually. But I don't know anything about it.
Baby Steps.
That's it. Baby Steps. Oh, my God. You've got to watch that movie, Sarah. It's so ridiculous.
Feels like you grew up more in the 80s than the 90s, guys.
Shut up, Jason.
When are you going to ask some question about fried green tomatoes or something? Circle of Friends. Give me some movies that I actually watched.
This is going to be the next one I'll need to improve on, isn't it?
Yeah, you've nailed the one-word song game. Now, that's so 90s. All right, guys, have a great Monday. We'll be back tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Okay, all right, let's do it.
I don't understand that ad.
I've never seen that ad.
No one knows what
you're
talking about.
It's an insurance ad where there's this random dog, like the Sherlock Holmes character, and a dog with a lightsaber.
Yeah, they're doing it like the X-Files series.
Actually, can I tell you what the best ad on telly is at the moment, in my opinion? You know how I hated the Cadbury ad? Well, now there's the best one. And it's like HCF Health Fund, and it's these little quokkas who have got 80s style hair.
I haven't seen
it. And they're saying, I need a zero.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
So
it sounds familiar.
Funny. Look for it on YouTube. It's very funny. It's done in this kind of parody of a music clip with quokkas. I mean, brilliant.
Why the quokkas?
I don't know. It should win marketing and advertising awards, I think. Anyway.
Cool.
Okay. That's so 90s.
Do you want the opener?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
You're terrible, Muriel.
That's so 90s.
Here's a question for people.
Yes.
If we didn't set what this game was, you know, in radio, they're like, you need to set up what it is so everyone understands.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you think people would just get it?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's sort of self-explanatory, isn't it?
Well, that's it doesn't
so
say it's 90s, a game,
we're
though.
We're doing movies.
Like, if we strip it right back, it just says, that's so 90s.
Mm.
So it could be... doesn't mean it's a game.
Well, anyway, so we've got a game.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's not set it up. Let's just play.
Yeah. Well, people have heard the show where it was set up, so spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah.
We got none right.
One right.
No, you got one right.
What was that?
It was...
Can't remember. The show was so long ago.
Yeah. Out of my mind.
I can't remember.
All right. Let's go.
Okay. Movies again.
Yeah.
Name's your buzzer.
Yeah.
In Dumb and Dumber, where did Lloyd and Harry have to travel to return the briefcase to Mary?
Oh, God. Oh, God. I hated that movie.
Really?
Yeah. So dumb.
I know. Have you seen Jeff Daniels in The Newsroom, though?
No.
So Jeff Daniels was the other character, Jim Carrey.
I don't mind Jeff Daniels, but there was something about Jim Carrey during his rubber face years that...
Have you ever heard the story
I really
about...
liked him in serious movies, but the way he could move his face, there was something about it that just irritated me.
So his... When Jim Carrey... Because Dumb and Dumber came out when Jim Carrey was on his way up, like he was doing very well. So they originally offered to pay him, I think it was $75,000 for that movie.
Yeah.
And on his way up, and this is the art of saying no, he was like, nah, I don't want to do it. And then they're like, okay, well, $300,000. He was like, nah. And then he released another good movie. And then they were like, okay, well, we'll give you $500,000. And he was like, nah, released another good movie. And he talked his way up from $75,000 to something like $7.5 million.
Wow. And, okay. I mean, it was an absolute hit.
It was, but it was like a third of the budget of the whole movie.
Yeah.
His pay.
Yeah, wow. But then they would have got it back tenfold because he was in it by that stage. Yeah. I don't know where they had to go. Was it his mum?
Dane and Remy like this movie. I think it's like Aspen or something. Aspen.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We're asking a question.
Is it Aspen?
Did you Google that?
No,
while
no.
While Sarah and I were talking.
No.
Did you Google that?
Yes.
Still correct, regardless.
Yes. I think it would have come to me eventually.
You know, every man, when they go for a swim and they emerge from the water, looks like Lloyd from Dumb and Dumber. Mm-hmm. You know, when their hair just goes flat down onto their head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. On which month and day does the movie Independence Day start?
Oh, God.
Oh, it's
4th of July.
I thought it was May 1st. May 4th.
4th of July is Independence Day, but what day does this movie start?
3rd of July.
Is it any time in July?
Yes, it is.
1st of July.
1st of July. 30th of July. End of financial
2nd of
year.
July.
There we go.
End of financial year.
Actually, that's the 30th of June.
30th of June.
Look at us knowing our months and days. Yeah.
In Wayne's World 2.
Funny turn. Excellent.
Which musician tells Wayne in a dream, if you book them, they will come?
Oh, God. Is it like Slash or someone?
It's a big name.
Slayer.
Alice Cooper? Metallica?
No.
I don't know.
Jim Morrison.
No. Oh,
right. Okay. I haven't seen that movie in so many years.
You know, I've never seen Wayne's World.
I mean, it's up there with Dumb and Dumber.
Isn't there
a
reboot coming?
Is it?
There's remember that like Foxy Lady scene.
Or,
you know,
there rah, is rah, a rah, reboot. Rah, oh, is it? Wait, no.
Foxy
Lady. I took the kids. Oh God, I took the kids to the movies on Friday, and it was so bad.
What did you
say? I'd forgotten how torturous bad kids movies can be.
Oh, terrible.
I watched Madagascar last night.
No, they're fine. I love those. That's fine. No, we went to see, it's called Four Kids and It. I thought, and look, I chose it because the other options were like Cats and Dogs.
Yeah.
You know,
that old movie, Cats and Dogs?
Yeah, well, the new one. It doesn't look great. And then there was something else that looks pretty lame. And I thought, oh, this one looks more like, I thought it would be like the Fantastic Four
or something.
Like it's a Brit, like set in England, four children in Cornwall at the beach on a holiday that discover this creature in the sand. And Russell Brand is in it as the villain. And I thought, oh, the trailer looks okay. I thought it was like an adventure movie. It was so awful.
Did the kids enjoy it, though?
Look, they did. They yeah. like they got a little fidgety in the middle, but they were like, at the end, they were like, geez, that was a good movie. And I was just there going, that the acting in it is so abysmal.
Yeah.
Like, don't see it.
Yeah, but in kids' movies, don't you have to be over the dramatic? Like,
no,
over the top,
it's
like,
not even that. There's that, and then there's just shocking. Like, it was painful to watch. One of the kids in it is just obnoxious, and then one of the mum role is,
you know,
so
acting,
bad.
Right? They're not like that. They're just acting.
I know, but it's just whoever the director was, not to pull them up and be like, no, this is terrible.
Can I tell you, I made a terrible movie mistake on the weekend as well.
What did you?
You know
watch?
How your boys will watch like Gladiator,
yeah,
whatever. Well,
not I, Max, Remy.
No. But I thought, right, we might go into some old PG movies here. And in the show, I mentioned how we're going down a Tom Hanks old movie, you know, memory lane. And Turner and Hooch came up on. I think it's on Disney Plus. Anyway, I thought, oh my god, this is such a great movie. So it's where Tom Hanks plays a detective who inherits this revolting mastiff dog called Hooch.
Drooly,
but it's
dribbly.
I remember it so fondly as such a great, great family
yeah.
flick. Anyway, so my girls are 9.5, almost 7, and we sat down to watch it, and it's got a PG rating, you know, 1988. I thought, oh, God, this will be fine. But in the first 15 minutes, there's a murder that takes place where a drug gang pops off one guy, and then they kill the old man who's the owner of Hooch. You don't actually see it because it's PG, but obviously you can hear like, ooh, and then, my girls. So
oh no.
My youngest starts screaming, turn it off, turn it off, turn it off. She's screaming. My eldest one is like, why are you showing us this? Why have you done this to us?
Are you serious?
I am not kidding. And I was like, I'm sorry. I forgot this was in it. And they're like, so my eldest was crying for a solid 15 minutes.
No.
On the phone, and she just went,
you need to expose them to
and
a
I
little
said,
bit more
just,
depth.
It's just a movie. Like, they're just actors. He was such a nice old man. Why did you make us watch this? The other one's under the blankets on me. Oh, I was like, holy shit. Let's
imagine
watch
them
Big.
Watching Gladiator.
Let's watch Big. You'll love Big. Please, dear God, don't let there be anything bad in Big.
Big. Which one's Big?
Big's
where
great.
Tom Hanks,
Big's
where the
so
boy
great.
Character is 13, goes to the Voltron,
and
whatever machine, and wishes he was bigger.
Big.
And he wakes up the next morning.
And
he's a 30
grown up.
And he's
a
grown up. And he works at a toy company.
Yeah, testing all the toys.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, so thankfully that one was
it's
okay.
It's a great movie.
There was just one like little sex scene.
Yeah, there's a bit of a sex scene
that I just had to like skip past.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because the woman at his workplace falls kind of in love and doesn't understand that he's a child.
Yeah.
So he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
But she's very much.
It's pretty dark, isn't it?
Yeah, falling for him.
Yeah, so
oh
we
my
sort
God,
of fall
Sarah.
That bit. But yeah,
oh, God.
But Turner, your boys would love Turner and Hooch.
Oh, look, it might be too soft for them.
Yeah, maybe so, a bit more.
They like watching, like, Godzilla, the bit where the giant spider, there's this amazing scene where people are walking through the jungle trying to get away from all these enormous creatures and this giant, giant spider the size of, like, a 10-story building is walking above them, and one of its legs is, like, sharp, obviously super sharp, and just, like,
oh
freaking,
God.
Like, through someone's the top of someone's head, like, spears and... And Max is like, play it again. Play it again. Can he see it coming? Does he know he's going to die?
Oh, God.
So weird. Meanwhile, I'm like, okay, fine. We'll put Glitter Force on again.
Actually, in Madagascar last night, there's a few jokes in there that are directed towards adults.
They're the best kind of kids.
Oh, yeah. They're fantastic,
like,
the Madagascar ones.
When one of the animals gives the zebra.
Mm.
How do you say that? Zebra?
Zebra. Mostly.
Anyway, I think an American is zebra.
Gives him a thermometer. And he goes, that was my first rectal thermometer. And he's like, got it in his mouth. And he's like, oh, spits out. The other one is, when they land on the beach in Madagascar or wherever they go, they make this like...
Why are you watching Madagascar on a Sunday
Sometimes
night?
I just like kids... Like, I just like to watch kids' movies because they're really easy watching and you don't have to think too much. And like,
okay.
When you just want a chilled mood.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a very good movie. And, I like Madagascar 3. Have you watched that one?
No, well, I hadn't seen Madagascar 1.
Good.
I thought Madagascar 1 was the one that I had seen.
Madagascar 3 is better than Madagascar 2.
Right.
Much.
Well, when they go into the bar that they've created, it says on the front door, no soliciting. And I was like, is that an adult joke?
Oh, yeah.
Like prostitution?
Yeah.
And I was like...
Well, kids can't read.
Kids can't
get
it.
Well, I know, but like, well, why do they need to do that? Is that just so the adults go?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
I mean,
oh,
what,
for
what
sure.
Kids' movie has made you laugh and laugh?
Oh,
and
all
laugh.
The Minion, Despicable Me ones are brilliant for all those hidden sort of.
Zootopia is great.
I really like Zootopia. I love Zootopia. I think it's very cute. Yeah, they need to make better kid movies.
I'd
at the
say like
moment.
The first
like,
Ice Age was bloody hilarious.
Yeah, yes. Ice Age was
and
good.
And the
yeah.
Croods was so
I love.
Funny
and Croods
as well.
2 is coming out
I saw
soon.
That, yeah.
I can't wait for that. I loved that.
Croods
they loved
great.
That movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next question.
All right.
In Being John Malkovich, which floor does Craig work on?
Oh God.
15th? 13th.
It's a weird one. It's sort of
it's
like the
such
whole
a weird
platform
movie.
9 3/4 thing.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. I never saw it. It looked too whack for
it's
me.
It's so whack. Mm. What is it?
7.5.
Oh.
What did you just give yourself a ding?
Yeah, I do. We're all playing here, guys.
Okay. Sure.
Just because I have the answers doesn't mean I can't play.
Yeah.
In 1996, which animated duo went on a road trip to recover their stolen TV?
1996 oh, animated duo.
Oh, it's those things.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, it's like
describe them.
I don't know. They're like adult cartoons. Is it that?
In 1996.
It's. I can't think. I cannot think.
Beavis
and Butthead. That's
oh,
what
wow.
I meant.
Wow!
Those two.
Oh my God, that shot there that
so
was
annoying.
Just quoted by all the boys
yeah,
at school
exactly.
incessantly.
Was that the one that was like
yeah, and
yeah.
the other one was like
yeah.
yeah.
So they I can remember that all the boys in their clusters at the co-ed school I went to Monday like
yes. so annoying.
You losers.
Meanwhile, girls were singing oh, Mickey, yes, I'm right. Yes, I'm right. My name
that was
Mickey.
Too late. I think we were just all quoting Full Frontal and Fast Forward.
I freaking love those old sitcoms.
Oh my God, Jace.
Love
I think
them.
I feel like Australia is crying out.
Well, they can't.
They can't.
Australia
so,
can't have them anymore because
so,
we're all about outrage.
Yeah,
so everything
incorrect.
That was funny about those shows cannot be done now safely.
You know, even Friends. Like whenever
yes.
we watched Friends, I was like, people would lose their minds
yes.
about some of the jokes that are made in this.
And don't get me wrong, there's room for outrage when it's called for.
Yeah.
But I think...
I don't think we can be outraged by everything.
I
Every
think comedians have
thing.
It really hard. Comedians
yeah.
and writers at now.
Oh, but there are still things in Full Frontal that are great. Like, you know when they would take off Skippy the bush kangaroo?
Oh,
and
yeah, and the fruit...
The
or even Con the fruit, right? Even that would be contentious now with racial profiling and stuff.
Yeah.
Making
yeah.
fun of Greek.
But there was Colin Carpenter. Like, there were still characters that were.
Oh, yeah. And, like.
All
but,
Magda's characters.
But as a whole, I just think people are too frightened now to go down that path.
Sometimes if I'm bored, I will just go onto YouTube and find their old bloopers, like Fast Forward and Full Frontal bloopers, Kath and Kim, that whole crew, and just watch them for a solid hour. They make me so happy. Like, watching comedians crack up at their own
yeah.
gear
yeah.
and try and keep straight faces
yeah.
is so
you know
contagious.
What? You don't see many movies release the blooper trails anymore.
No.
That's
no, that used to be great.
Like, you know, you're
so
good. And you'd sit through the first run of credits just to watch
yes.
that sort of stuff because like, you
yes.
knew it was coming.
Yeah, and it was like, oh, they're human. They
yeah.
stuff up as well.
Yeah. And yeah, it sort of gives you a look at, you know, when you're actors, sometimes you put that actor character onto that person.
Yes.
But when you watch the bloopers, you go, oh, he's a real person.
Or when you see and they're just like swearing me like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that you really, yeah, you really don't. You have
really,
to search it out. Or any kind of bloopers for a comedy movie. Bridesmaids bloopers.
Yeah.
Hilarious as well.
Like, because some of the scenes you go, there's no way you run through that with no... no one laughing.
Or, no, but, especially when they're ad-lib.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scenes too, and you see the other person get through.
I think it was The Office that they used to run the scripted version once, and then they'd go, Steve, do whatever you want to do.
Do whatever.
Yeah.
And he'd run 10 takes of just... like just saying whatever came to him,
yeah.
And they would always use those.
Ricky
takes.
Gervais is like yeah. that as well.
Yeah.
If you look at Afterlife bloopers,
and, oh that show!
I mean, God, that,
God, I love that
really
show.
Ran the emotional roller coaster.
Oh, didn't it?
Both first and second. But
I
if you
seen
watch,
you know what
bloopers,
I started.
Oh, Jace, no. You'd love it.
See,
Jace, you'd love
British
it.
British humor doesn't.
No, you'd really.
No, no, no.
Like
I'm
it.
With you, but this is different.
How
trust
you
me,
know?
You'll love it.
British humor is the greatest.
It's not though.
No, I'm with you. I'm not that into it.
But how
it?
Can you like American
like,
humor over British humor? Like the British Office is still 10,000
no
times.
No
yes,
way.
Yes.
Not a chance.
Yes. I will fight you to the death on this.
Nah.
Jace, trust me, you'll like it.
I didn't mind Black Books.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Black Books was, I don't know if it's still around. Like, I don't know how many.
Like, do you ever watch Would I Lie to You or any of those?
Oh, Would I Lie to You? I do love.
So
yes.
funny.
Yes. Okay. I don't hate all British humour.
Yeah.
But that is a great show.
It's so good.
That is a great.
One time
That's
I tried
ABC
to make Lise
on a Saturday
watch
night.
It. Yeah, one
yeah.
time I tried to make Lise watch it when we were in a hotel together and she was like, "What is this fresh hell?"
Did you
I'm
give
watching.
It a chance?
I was like, "It's so
nah,
funny.
I didn't.
Look at
I didn't,
Lee
but,
and
look,
Dave
we were,
and Rob. Oh, they're hilarious."
It is actually that is one of the shows that I laugh out loud constantly
yes.
in like
Yeah.
like belly laugh out loud because they're so good at what they do.
The comedian. I tell you what, have you watched The Duchess on Netflix?
That's so good.
It is.
I'll tell you what I started.
When you're sitting on your
that's
own.
That's a great
funny.
One. And it's very easy. It's just so quick. It's six episodes. I laughed at the whole thing.
The dogs when she's like, maybe you'll buy a dog that doesn't piss out its eyes. Just shoves these little terriers with weeping, weeping eyes.
I'll tell you what I started watching because a couple of people had said it's really good. Maybe it takes a few episodes, but I started watching I Hate Susie with Billy Piper.
Yeah.
Not doing it for you.
Did not grab me. The first half of episode one grabbed me and then it just, I don't know. A couple of people have said it's great. And now I watched two episodes last night. Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. Not loving it at all. There's nothing else really. I don't know what to watch at the moment.
Yeah, I'm at a bit of a loose end as well.
I have to watch
I
kind of went into I Am a Killer, which is
I'm buying something.
Seasons
Excuse me.
Of. Basically
Some
people
shoes.
Who are on death row or murderers
yeah,
in America,
I've
and then
it,
they go
a bit
through
of that.
Their. Crimes and
they're like they're not like I'm innocent are
no,
they? They're like yeah
I did it
I did
but
it.
I had a reason yeah. for doing it and so then you walk that Betty Broderick kind of line of like like you shouldn't have done that
but you can understand a little bit
sort of yes and then you feel weird but saying like oh I can understand
then you can justify
yeah so it puts the viewer in that
I don't
kind
think
of...
that makes a psycho though I think
no I don't think so.
I think when you're being told a story by the person that is firsthand, like that was me doing it, you can relate more to
but
them.
But then
you've
got
the
detectives being like,
yeah.
They're absolutely spinning you a story. They are as guilty as sin. And you're like, oh, like you can really get taken in by.
Yeah, I do love true crime stuff. Case File podcast is my favorite.
Oh, I was deep in that phrase. And then I just had to pull out of true crime.
So did I.
Because it gets
because
too
Because it gets so, like,
much.
And they say what you listen to is how your mindset starts to work. And I was listening to so much true crime that I was I started to feel, not dark, but I was like,
The other one is My Favorite Murder. I listened to that for ages too, which are two women who go through these horrific murders that have happened across the world, dissect it, and they laugh at things that happened through it as well. And then eventually I had to pull back from that too because then you end up getting this warped view of, you know, we're talking like the Son of Sam kind of, you know, serial green whatever bank
lantern.
Killer. Yeah, no, not the Green Lantern. But yeah, you do, you've got to be in the mood for like true crime. And then at some point you're like, I can do no more of this.
Yeah, I'll only listen to it when I'm on road trips now.
Oh, God, that's the worst.
No, that's the best. It makes
That's unnecessary. That's a cry for attention. Ignore it. That's what I say to children. Shh. Adults talking.
Yeah, road trips, they disappear really quickly when you
listen
to true crime.
I just bought some jelly sandals.
Don't interrupt while adults are talking.
I just bought some jelly sandals with studs on them.
Did that come out of mum and daddy's credit card?
Why do you feel like sweaty feet all summer?
Yep.
Well, show me them. Show me a picture.
No.
Oh, God. Do you want your pocket money this week? Show me the picture.
I'll show you. Hold on.
They were in Cotton On. Didn't we see them in
Cotton
On?
Why would you get jelly sandals?
They're cute because it's retro. It's nostalgia.
Yeah, right.
Mm. They're from an Australian mob.
Called The Iconic.
No. Guys, we've got a lot of work
Who's
to do.
Who's the Australian mob? Oh, here we go. No. Lee, this is the worst. Yeah. Jason and I are having a conversation. You're off there in the middle of bloody back black stump nowhere doing your own thing, and then you're like, we've got work to do.
Guys,
Jason and I are the ones working.
I'm waiting for you two to finish.
This isn't work for me, guys. I don't know about you, but... I just enjoy it.
He's clocked over your 4 hours.
Oh, this is a bad photo.
Just a small dig there. No,
you reckon?
Just here for the laughs.
Also, we've got to talk about that.
All right. Has the So 90s game finished?
Please, has it finished? Just like... No more.
Oh, yeah. No, it was. Yeah.
That's the end. Oh, what a round.
Yeah.
You know
you're onto a good thing when the hosts of the show don't want to play it anymore.
Who won that game?
Nobody
today. Just give
today.
It to Sarah.
All I do is win, no matter what. Congratulations.
Yes, it's like a meritorious effort award, 1995, all over again. Good on you for trying hard, pet. You're not very bright, but you try.
All right. All right, ciao.
I just don't know if I'm finished. I'm going to look for some jelly sandals now. Please,
should we keep the podcast rolling while you're doing that?
No, you just made fun of sweaty feet. Well, I'm just saying they're neutral. They're neutral. I've seen the black ones. I'm not for black.
Are they
on my
flat?
Feet? I like an well. It is from it.
Oh, Rach has those. My
Show
sister
me.
Has those shoes. They're really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think they're going to go with everything.
Yeah, she
going to go
with
everything.
Right.
Even the black ones I've seen go with everything.
Yeah.
But I like a nude.
Oh, I thought you actually meant old school jelly sandals like we had when we were kids. You know, your foot was encased in them.
No. They're just like sandals.
Crocs.
I just hope that they don't break.
No, they're good. Rachel's
Are
had
they?
Those ages. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good.
And they're really nice with dresses.
That's
the dress
it. They're
dress
nice
it
with dresses. They're with jeans, with denim shorts.
In fact, I'll buy exactly the same pair.
And wear them to all the same events.
Yeah. I mean, we've done that before.
The thing is, this is the great thing. When Sarah and I buy the same clothes, it's perfectly fine because we have such a different style.
Lee's like, because I always look better in it.
No, that's not at all. That's not at all. That's incorrect. I was going to say.
It's my favourite.
Because you know that's what you're thinking.
Because you know what?
Because I was beautiful. 2.0.
No, I was actually going to say it's wonderful because it's like showing how to style things in two different ways because we have such fundamental...
The good way and the bad
no
way.
No way. Because we have such different styles, we will take the same piece and make it look completely different.
It's nice
you know
when
what,
everyone
Sarah?
Likes how you did it, though.
Brands should be so lucky.
Wow, what a
brands should be so lucky that we're able to showcase how to wear things completely differently. One piece, two ways. Two women, one brain.
How you should do it, how you shouldn't.
Yes, no. We're like the who wore it better, but just the two of us.
That's not, well, you know what? You know what? If you can't take a compliment, I won't dish them out anymore. I won't.
No. Well, I mean, I don't think we've bought any clothes the same recently. It's always shoes. When have we bought clothes that are the same?
And I mean, how many different ways can you wear them?
Really. Yeah. I just share your tops and clutches. You can share entire outfits of mine. With bulldog clips.
Whatever.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
All right. I think we're out. I can feel the air has changed.
Yes.
And I think she wants to leave now. Let's open the door and quietly back out.
No one needs this shit, I tell you.
Watch out. Get out. Get out of the room. Have you not been meditating?
Oh, we're going to go meditate today, guys.
Jace, you say that every and no one sits with me to meditate.
No, because I always wait for you guys in the room and you never turn up.
What room?
The meditation room.
Oh, the boom room?
The boom room.
Oh, the boom room. Oh, yeah, there is. It's too cold in there. That's not right for meditation.
You can change the temperature.
No, last time we went in there, it was freezing.
Mm. All right.
It's a quiet place.
Well, let's meditate today.
Okay, I'd love to.
Yeah, but not if you're going to laugh, Sarah. You're not in if you're going to laugh.
Okay, you and Jace do it. All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.